Smile. 90.4 FM.
I was munching on my apple during the meeting, and the boss said to me, "Don't do that. You know, that's kind of rude." And I was like, "But I'm hungry." Anyway, that moment passed. And then a week or two later, I was again very hungry. And I was in the habit of bringing fruits, particularly apples, into the office. But this was one of those Granny Smiths, you know, those crunchy green ones. And I kind of snuck it into the meeting. There was a lot of us, and I was kind of hiding away in the back of the meeting, and we were watching this presentation. And the boss was looking away from me. I was kind of sitting behind him, right at the back of the table. And this presentation was playing over the speakers, and it was still buffer years. We weren't 4G-ing just or 5G-ing just yet, so videos would buffer. And every now and again, I'd wait for a moment when the video was particularly loud to take a soft, surreptitious bite from my apple.
There's no such thing as a soft bite out of an apple.
Yeah, Bob, I have to also be honest. You have some sort of perfect acoustics in your skull, like Carnegie Hall, that amplifies the sound.
But during this particular meeting, every time I would take the soft, you'd kind of softly bite into the apple quietly, and then you wait. And then as the video hits that loud moment, you quickly take a bite out of the apple. But in this particular incident, the video buffered. And the whole office, the whole meeting could hear me taking my bite out of my big green Granny Smith apple.
I think the entire Cape Town foreshore could hear it, actually.
The boss whipped around and looked at me. And I mean, he was very annoyed by the fact that I was eating this apple. And I just shrugged my shoulders. I'm hungry. What am I supposed to do?
He slammed his hands down on the desk and he said, "Could you not eat in this meeting?" And everybody was like, "Oh."
And I was mid-bite.
And then you still had to finish your mouthful.
And that was really the crunch, wasn't it? Because now he had shouted at me. I was there looking at him, shocked and exasperated, with a mouthful of apple.
And everybody just wanted to disappear.
I know. And then the meeting kind of continued, but I still had to eat what was in my mouth.
Did you just swallow it, or did you chew?
I had to chew.
Smile. 90.4 FM. It was a very small company that I worked for. It was just the boss, the manager, and myself. And we worked from my boss's house, a very nice double-story house in Fresno, beautiful views, and it was absolutely gorgeous there. So it was the middle of summer. My boss went on holiday to the Garden Route, so she was going to go for 2 weeks. And our manager was booked off sick for a week. So it was just me there, completely alone with my spreadsheets all day long.
Nice.
Now, my boss had this beautiful, sparkly pool. It was blue and it was outside, like on the balcony, and it was overlooking the entire view, and you could see the waterfront from there. And I was sitting doing my spreadsheets one day, and I just thought to myself, the swimming pool is calling my name.
Oh, heavens.
So on the Friday morning, just before I left for work, I grabbed my bikini and I threw it into my handbag. And at lunchtime, I decided to just take a sneaky dip in her swimming pool. And it was so nice. Oh, I can't even begin to tell you how lovely it was. And then when the lunch hour was over, I decided I'm just going to stay in the pool.
Yes. Why
and not? Then I found myself a Lilo in the garage.
Oh,
and I really made myself at home.
Nice.
And so there I was living my absolute best life. I had my sunnies on, my boss's sun hat over my face, and I was floating on this Lilo in her pool during office hours, and I'd actually started to fantasize that this was my house and I was a kept woman.
Did you have a little colorful drink in your hand at any point?
No, I didn't have a colorful drink in my hand. I did have a smoothie though. Okay. But I was lying there and I was floating around, and it was just absolutely glorious until the front door unlocked. She was back.
What?
She'd come home early. Now, at this point, it needs to be said that she was not an easygoing person.
Oh, yeah.
And she would not have appreciated me being in her swimming pool during office hours. So
Did you see him?
So I jumped up. I quickly went and I threw my dress on. And then I hurled myself into the pool with my clothes on.
Yes.
And I pretended that I'd fallen into the pool while trying to save a bee with the pool Lilo.
Wow.
Did she believe you?
I don't think so.
But at this point, you'd already been there for a good hour in the pool.
So I had to commit. And she was like, "Oh, really?" And then what happened was she decided to put a pool cover on. You know, one of those covers that takes two people to remove? So,
I hope did you get the message?
Eetgevang, Smile Breakfast. Smile Breakfast. 6 tot 9. 6 tot 9. With Bobby and Lindy. Smile. 90.4 FM.